Yinka, what's your job title, Yinka?
I am a talent development manager at Manchester International Festival.
And where are we stood right now?
Right now we're in the midst of the Festival Square here in Manchester.
And it's a bustling.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. The sun's out. It's absolutely shining down on us after a few days of rain. But, you know, it's great. It's a Saturday. Families are out. You've got the volunteers in full work mode doing an amazing job. And it's just, yeah, really great to see everyone out and enjoying the food and drink and everything the festival has to offer.
It feels like a festival, yet it's smack bang in the middle of Manchester City. Now, what is the Manchester International Festival? How long has it been going? Why is it here?
So this is the sixth Manchester International Festival, and I've got to say I'm really, really, really proud to be a part of it this year. So it initially started back in 2007. Oh, was it 2009? Have I got this wrong?
It's the 10th year, isn't it?
It's the sixth Manchester International Festival, but yeah, it was initially started and initiated to kind of bring Manchester sort of the first for everything, essentially. And we basically have asked artists to kind of come to Manchester and kind of premiere new work in Manchester. And again, it's a really exciting opportunity for us as audiences as well to explore new and experimental pieces of work, really testing boundaries and pushing boundaries as well in the city, and kind of pushing creativity and culture to the forefront in the UK, I would say, actually. And I think, again, I'm really proud to be a part of that in Manchester as well.
So as well as bringing in people doing innovative and amazing art and creative practices and music from around the world, you're championing a lot of local artistic talent. And I'm a part of that project as well, which is entitled The Creative 50.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, so, you know, my role as talent development manager is to look at how we support our creative community here in Greater Manchester. So, for instance, you know, the festival does an amazing job of bringing in, you know, amazing international artists into the city to kind of debut and kind of premiere new work. But actually, we've actually asked ourselves, actually this year, how could we invest in our creative talent so that in years to come, they're the ones premiering work within Manchester, and how are we supporting that talent to grow, collaborate, and, you know, really develop new relationships and new collaborations with peers from different backgrounds and creative practices as well.
And this is everything from sound artists to sculptors to people who dye fabric with really innovative processes using like the raw ingredients of Manchester, i.e. Rusted metals and such like to stain fabrics. And you've got poets, wordsmiths and all kinds
Absolutely.
Of like
Let's
across the board.
Yeah.
They're all going to be responding to some of the events and exhibitions that are on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've just been over just a few days ago to Jenny Gaskell's workshop, and Anna Horton, actually, I should mention, who ran a workshop with some teenage girls from Stretford High School. And again, they're responding to the one of this year's commission, What If Women Ruled the World? And they've actually wanted to propose when teenage girls ruled the world. And again, I found that such an amazing workshop to be a part of. They sat together and wrote a manifesto for when this could happen, essentially. And I thought that was such an amazing thing to sort of witness. And again, they've printed out these lovely A3 manifestos, which they're going to be sending out to, you know, everyone from the Prime Minister to the leader of the council and so on. So again, it's such a fantastic initiative that's been inspired and has used the festival's programming as such a wonderful stimulus to kind of, you know, generate and amplify some of these conversations we're really hoping to have throughout the festival period as well.
It's quite empowering, inspiring, should I say, to see these girls empowered to suddenly feel, wow, not only have we got a voice right now, but we can create this document with what we feel, you know, should be a manifesto, should teenage girls rule the world, and the Prime Minister may get to see this. This is going to be shared online, and if you check out the Creative 50 hashtag, but also the MIF17 hashtag, which is the main hashtag for the festival, hopefully you'll be able to plug into some of these works of art, amplify where you feel inspired to do so. Also follow the live streams, which my most moving moment so far was stood at the side of the biggest catwalk I've ever seen in my life, where I hesitate to say average everyday people, but everyday people from Manchester were walking the catwalk each one of them with an incredible, many times it was heartfelt story that really not only opened your mind and your eyes, it opened your heart and had me and the security guards I was stood with choked up more than once. What an amazing opening. Yeah. You were there as well.
Yeah, absolutely stunning opening. You know, you couldn't have opened it in any other way but the way we did. I think, you know, it was absolutely spectacular to see.
People were saying to me, you couldn't have done that as well in a bigger city or something not as tight-knit as Manchester. And it kind of made sense in a way. Because everybody, oh, I know him. I walk past that homeless guy every day. And now he is the star of the show being live-streamed around the world.
Yeah. And I think I remember someone mentioning to me as well, actually, these are people I walk past every day. And I've just got to see all their stories. And again, it's something we forget so much about. You know, we live really kind of, you know, complex lives ourselves, but actually think about all the people around us and the stories they have. And again, just to see a snapshot of that in Manchester was beautiful to see, I have to say, as a runway. And again, reimagining the runway in a totally different sense and purpose as well was truly fantastic. And to highlight them and put them on a platform to say, you are amazing, you are Manchester. We create this festival for you.
How many days left?
Ooh, is it 14 days?
14 days to go. So plenty for you to get involved in. If you're in Manchester, come to Festival Square. I'm going to probably make this a little bit of a base camp. Nothing to do with the amount of well-stocked bars and food establishments that are here. People are sat on the steps. People are sat on the benches. People are sat in the massive teepee you cannot miss. So come and find me if you're in Manchester, or come to Manchester and find me. I'm going to be here for a big chunk of those days. Let's share some stories and share some beers. I'm going to tag onto the end of this, all going to plan, a bit of audio recorded at the school where the girls are writing their manifesto, so you can get a feel of what it was like to be in the room as they explored and assembled that manifesto. But yeah, thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Yinka.
Great, thanks very much, guys.
Good luck for the next sleep deprived, high powered, energetic 14 or so days.
Come and join us as well. Thank you.
Hi, we're at Stretford High School, and I'm Anna, an artist from Manchester.
And I'm Jenny, an artist from Manchester.
And we're here for the Manchester International Festival, and you're doing a particularly special event. Can you explain what you hope to achieve in the next few hours?
So we're creating a manifesto with a group of teenage girls and also a trans boy who's chosen to join the group to share his perspective on gender. And we're creating a bit of a rule book or a manifesto for the way that girls, teenage girls, should be treated and respected.
And this is in response to?
What If Women Ruled the World, a show that's showing at Manchester International Festival. And we've been part of the Creative 50 scheme to make digital responses about the different shows within the festival. And with this, our digital response will be tweeting out the manifesto, but also getting photos of all the teenage girls in Pussy Riot-style balaclavas, and also sending this manifesto out to MPs, celebrities, trying to get everyone to know what the teenage girls think their rule book should be.
As teenage girls, in their youth, people have told them what to do, their parents and their teachers. And now, really, the media, they've got a lot of influences of people telling them what to do. And, yeah, it's just really exciting. I think they're all really ready to share their voice and to, you know, shout their opinions as loud as possible.
Do you remember having this kind of opportunity when you were at school?
So we've done one workshop already where we got the values and issues that are important to the girls. And we just were amazed by how articulate they were and how kind of on it with current events and politics that they were, a lot more than I think I ever was at 13, 14, 15 years old. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience. I feel like I'm going to change the world.
Here's hoping. Good luck. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You know, it's I came up with one.
We are about to compile a really strong manifesto about the way that teenage girls should be treated, and we're going to work out how we get that sent out into the world and who we want to receive it.
Yeah, great. We will not stand for oppression any longer.
Yes.
We will express our creativity through art and music.
I guess we can kind of swap between... Yeah.
There's a bit
zones,
of
zones, can't we?
Definitely. So I reckon if we have the art zone, I don't know, anyone who wants to do a bit of drawing or is good at typing and design.
When teenage girls rule the world, one strong fact that everyone should know is that women are one of the most strongest components of change. We believe that media will courageously help us make change to this male-dominant society, a society full of equal rights, society full of happiness, society full of empathy. Feminism isn't about making women stronger. Women are already strong. It is about how the world perceives that strength. We will respect every
woman. Wow, the manifesto in full swing. How do you feel it went?
I think the world's going to be fine because these girls are going to be in charge soon.
Yeah, we feel totally inspired and empowered by all of their great... It's just been amazing.
Just incredible collaboration in such a short amount of time. Thank you very much.
Any longer. We will express our creativity through art and music. We are against shaming people based on their looks. We are against shaming people based on the way they express themselves. We will fight transphobia because trans rights are human rights too. We believe in equality. We are humans, not mannequins. We have loud souls and great ambitions. Our body don't limit us. We are not toys for men to abuse. Feminism isn't about thinking women are strong. We believe that age has nothing to do with intelligence. We are one. We will slay in every aspect of life. This manifesto was written by teenage girls and trans teenage boy who wanted to share his opinions on transgender equality. This manifesto was written by Kira, Rabi, Ellie, Abigail, Suki, Paminda, Nicole, Sarah, Mavish, Naima, Alia, Ruby, Holly, Rajani. And this manifesto was written in June 2017.